This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters, one of the most difficult things for us as human beings to do is to forgive others. It is very difficult, especially when it is done by someone who was close to you, when they've wronged you and they have oppressed you or harmed you or usurped your wealth or something has happened. Sometimes it's a misunderstanding. But this is the month of forgiveness. We need to talk about the most difficult of things and we need to encourage one another to forgive and to reconcile. Because to mend relationships is a great act of worship. Let's go back. Allah Almighty created Adam, may peace be upon him, and Hawa or Eve, may peace be upon her. Adam and Eve were our father and mother, and we are all the children of Adam and Eve. Now, this would mean we're all related somehow, although it doesn't seem like that anymore. In fact, those of us who have gone into family trees would notice that we don't even know our relatives who are quite close to us when it becomes third, fourth generation, especially with extended family. So my brothers and sisters, if we're all connected, surely it means we should try our best to understand one another, to make life easy for those on earth who are our family members anyway. Yes, we may not be on the same level of religion perhaps, or we may not agree on our opinions or likes or dislikes. Isn't that all part of the plan of Allah Almighty and part of the test that we have? I'm not saying we should compromise on the truth ever, but what I am saying is let's learn to forgive each other and let's learn to reconcile. When we forgive each other, we would actually have to start off by letting go of petties. Get used to not holding too much. People have done things here and there. Leave it be. Let it go. The minute we hold on to too much, my brothers and sisters, what happens is it affects us. It affects our health, our mind. It clouds relationships. We tend to keep a distance from people who are relatively close to us. Sometimes they mean well. It's just that they have a different mentality, maybe a different upbringing, maybe slightly different in their cultural norms based on the fact that they might have lived separately from you. Don't we have differences with our own spouses, with our own parents, brothers and sisters? Sometimes it becomes a little bit ugly. A little bit ugly meaning things that have gone wrong are quite big. They are quite major. We have seen that people have daggered us. Sometimes we feel that someone was backbiting, gossiping, slandering about us. The first point is minor matters, like I said, don't hold them in your heart at all. You will be a much better person. You will be able to concentrate in your acts of worship. You feel good in your relationship between you and Allah Almighty. And in actual fact, you grow in a beautiful way. Your health improves. Because a lot of the times when we hold things and we have anger, temper, or we've really held grudges or something against someone, it really affects our sleep, our eating, and from that it affects everything else one by one. But when we've let go, we lead a life filled with goodness, contentment, calmness. Now, as matters become worse, if they are, let's learn to address them. Speak about them. It's not easy. Talk about it. And if someone has spoken to you about a problem they have with you, don't snap at them. Listen to what they have to say. You might be shocked or surprised as to how they look at how you speak to them or what you have done, yet you might have considered yourself totally innocent in that. So it's interesting to listen to people, lend them an ear, and then clarify with them, you know what? If you were wrong, then maybe we can talk about it and we can apologize to each other. But it doesn't mean I must wait for that person's apology in order for me to apologize when I know I'm wrong. Subhanallah. I can apologize and it's fine. I have a personal habit that I'd say sorry if that person thinks I'm wrong. I'd still say sorry even if I think I'm not wrong. Because if that's going to solve the problem, it's okay. For as long as they thought I was wrong, well, I apologize, subhanAllah. Again, I'm not talking about compromising the truth because people nowadays misunderstand what we say. I'm talking about reconciliation and forgiving people. So my brothers and sisters, then if the matter is such that we have spoken to each other, I heard, I was surprised, or I was not surprised, and I spoke, I tried to explain. Remember, not every time is an explanation necessary. And this is something I learned over the years. Sometimes a simple "I'm sorry" would solve the problem, but if you were to go to explanations, it becomes a competition between two parties where you are trying to prove who's right, they're trying to prove who's right and wrong, and we never win, matters become worse. But rather, if this is going to solve the problem, so be it, alhamdulillah. Now, if, for example, it doesn't work that way, and it becomes a little bit ugly, it becomes even worse, or the matter was something that I tried to address, but people didn't want to allow me to address it, then we have an issue. Again, let go of it. You're encouraged to let go. The Quran speaks about people who've wronged us, that we're allowed to hold it, to take them to task. We're allowed to actually do back to them what they did to us in terms of equaling the scores. But every time Allah says, it is better to forgive. Allah says, will you not forgive? It is better to let go for you, for your worldly life and for your future and for your hereafter. The hadith makes mention about someone who's forgiving. Allah will forgive them too for their own sins between them and Allah. That doesn't mean you must forgive them, but you pay a price regarding the choice that you've made. So if you're not going to forgive, it's okay. But the price you're going to pay for that is you may be miserable a lot of the times. You may allow that problem that was solvable at one stage to seep into the next generations where it will become worse. Cousins don't speak to one another and they really think bad about one another simply because the older people had a problem they could have solved, but they didn't. So it goes into the cousins and the next generation of children, grandchildren and so on, and they hate each other and you start making big groups of people within our own families. That is something we must speak about in this beautiful month of Ramadan. Don't allow that to happen. You are responsible. You owe your children, your grandchildren and the other generations that are going to come that you tried your best to resolve the matters. You owe it to them because they need to intermarry at some point. They need to get together at some point. They need to stand up for one another at some point. The world is a place where people are teaching us to become alone. I must be on my own. I must stay away from everyone else, not realizing that those who have done that for the last so many decades are coming the other way around. And they're saying, we miss family. We have no one to care for us. We have no one to look out for us, no one to question us. So we need to strike a balance. We don't want to be so into everyone that we begin to interfere in their lives. And we don't want to be so distant and away that we don't even have this relationship at all, but rather keep a balance. We visit sometimes, we know not to overstep the welcome. And at the same time, we maintain good relationships. We don't want to keep such a distance that they don't know who we are. And we don't want to be in their lives such that they get irritated of us, but rather a balance in the middle. So to reconcile and to make amends is something amazing. The Prophet, peace be upon him, taught this to us. And Allah Almighty mentions it, like I said, many times in the Quran. One of them is an interesting story where Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu's daughter, who is the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was accused by some people of immorality. And one of them was a relative of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, whom he used to spend on and he used to look after and take care of. And so Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu swore an oath that he's not going to spend on this man. And Allah revealed verses that those with virtue and those who've been blessed by Allah and those who have in terms of sustenance, they shouldn't be making such promises. Give and make amends and don't stop being kind to them, even though they did something bad to you. Because Allah says, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. You know, in our terms, I would say, forgive and reconcile. Would you not like Allah to forgive you? So from this, what we learn is there are two things. One is to forgive someone. I've forgiven them. They may know you forgave them. They may not know you forgave them. But it would be good if they knew, especially if they know what they did was wrong. But secondly, is the reconciliation is a little bit more difficult. They say forgive and forget. That's not an Islamic statement. Forgive, but I won't forget because I don't want to be bitten from the same hole twice. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, tells us a true believer is very careful. He doesn't be bitten from the same source more than once. I was bitten once. I know I've forgiven. I let go. But this might happen again. So I need to put into place a mechanism that will ensure that it doesn't. That's amazing. So forgive and forget. If it's something petty, it's easy, maybe. But we believe, forgive, don't forget. I don't need to forget. It doesn't mean that I dislike you or something. I'm just careful. Secondly, the reconciliation can only be possible when there is genuineness on the other part. So therefore, there is a lot of work required. I need to work very hard on this relationship. Over time, I'll prove myself again. Imagine husband and wife, something went wrong. There was a little bit of infidelity or whatever it may be to a certain degree. If you want to mend that, there's going to be a lot of very hard work over a long period of time to come back to where you were or maybe even better. But if you're not prepared to work hard, the reconciliation is going to be more difficult than the forgiveness. So may Allah Almighty help us. Similarly, if you find that these people seem like they may not be that genuine, you might want to think to yourself, I've forgiven them, but I don't want to interact that much with them anymore. That's also fine. But again, as a last resort, may Allah Almighty help us all and grant us ease. I call on you this evening to forgive and reconcile. أقول قولي هذا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر